In Athens, American swimmer Michael Phelps will attempt to win his second gold medal of the Games today when he competes for the U.S. team in the 4x100-meter freestyle relay. Other finals today in swimming include the women's 100-meter butterfly, the men's 100-meter breaststroke, and the women's 400-meter freestyle. Swimming is attracting big crowds. The same can't be said for other events. NPR's Howard Berkus has more on the athletes and fans in Athens.
It was hot, blistering hot, at the new roofless swimming stadium yesterday, at least according to complaining spectators and reporters. But that didn't seem to affect the swimmers, who were cooled perhaps by the silky smooth aqua blue water. American Michael Phelps cut through the liquid in record time, swimming each of four strokes 100 meters each. Teammate Eric Vent finished almost 4 seconds behind, but still won silver. Vent says the 1-2 American win and the world record pace sets the stage for American dominance of swimming in Athens.
I mean, if you don't get started off to a good start, it could be disastrous. I mean, especially guys, they feed off of emotion and they feed off success. And I think we brought a pretty good chunk of both tonight, because after the race, there's so many guys that came up to me and said, you know, that was the most inspirational race I've ever seen. Like, this is exactly what we needed.
The American swimmers have a daunting goal. They want to be the best men's U.S. team in Olympic history, which means besting the record of the 1976 swimmers, who won 12 of 13 events, breaking world records in 11. They're hoping for a record 8 gold medals alone from Michael Phelps. The swimming events were among the most watched yesterday, but other competition had lots of empty seats. A women's basketball game had 300 people in a hall that seats 13,000. Giselle Davis, a spokeswoman for the International Olympic Committee, says the IOC has noted lackluster attendance.
But I don't think we should forget we're in the early stages of competition in preliminary rounds. There were 4 billion people who watched the opening ceremony across the world on television. And let's wait and see as the days come. The numbers will increase.
Davis acknowledged when pressed that she has no data showing 4 billion television viewers Friday night, only a projection provided before the opening ceremony. Athens organizers are working to build attendance and boost ticket sales. They failed to reach their ticket target so far, selling less than 3 million out of more than 5 million available. So they're starting a television campaign today to get Greeks more excited about the Games.
All of our hearts beat in Greece's stadiums. Buy your tickets now at Alpha Bank, on the internet, or at ticket kiosks. There are only a few days left for us to take part in our Games.
There's some speculation that the saga of Greek sprinters Kostas Kanderas and Katerina Thanou has dimmed Greek enthusiasm for the Olympics. The pair faces ejection from the Games for missing a required doping test. But restaurant manager Hercules Kiskidas says there's more to the Games for Greeks than the troubles of Kanderas and Thanou.
The Games, of course, will go on. There are athletes from all over the world to give us excitement and happiness. And hopefully we have us Greeks, other athletes that will bring us medals. And I don't think it would make any difference in the end of the day.
Last night, Greeks' first ever entry in Olympic beach volleyball played before an enthusiastic crowd of 5,500. Greeks in the stadium chanted and waved blue and white striped national flags as the Greek team won. Still, there were 4,000 empty seats. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Athens.